Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ross Sutton, Big J Okerson.
Hey.
Who almost wasn't here tonight.
I almost didn't make it.
But he made it. Onyx Muse.
I fought through it. And with any luck, my daughter pulls through. Well, I was going to stay at the hospital.
Though? Truth is, you left out some food.
Yeah.
She'll be fine.
She's going to be fine.
Yeah. Onyx Muse, Josh Adam Myers. I will say this. A fun episode. We went long.
Wait. Say that differently. Adult performer, Onyx Muse.
Yes.
Onyx, you said Onyx, Muse, Josh Adam Myers.
They're all here.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, way to bury the lead.
What studio are we in?
Yeah, Onyx Muse, adult performer. Josh Adam Myers, big ball,
adult
small
performer.
Big ball, small dick performer.
Big ball, small dick, yeah. Into guys.
We do it every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Just share the show anywhere. By the way, which is wild this week, two or three of our clips on Facebook, because we skew older, have broke 1 million views, which is pretty wild.
Really?
So, yeah, thank you very much.
Was I there?
You were there for one of them, yeah.
One of the three?
One of the three.
Great.
Yeah.
So, nothing to do with me. Looks like you could just do this show solo dolo.
Well, here it is right now. The Onyx and Muse, they're here live performing.
Can you believe it? The ultimate mashup.
With Josh Adam Myers, me, Big J, Shannon, all on the SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show.
All righty. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. And what a wild ride to finally bring us to the show live right now.
Yes.
It was wild. I was in a myriad of emotion.
What?
Where I was happy, I was sad, I was excited. And here we are.
The ups wild and downs.
What was the ups and downs?
So I'll tell you this, Jay, you and I, Jay used to live four blocks from me, five blocks from me, right? And back then, we would see each other somewhat often. You know,
sure.
We'd have dinners, we'd get together, blah, blah, blah. But now you live, in my opinion, in Iowa, related to me, you know, upper West.
Iowa
kitchen. He thinks luxury high-rise buildings are Iowa.
Okay, I was like, Iowa.
I just mean, here's what I mean. It was a two-minute walk to walk to Jay's house. You know, like, hey, let's get together. Now
it's like a 45-minute walk.
That's a 45-minute walk.
You could just do one of your morning runs.
I should run to you one day.
You should. I'll wait there for you. I'll give you a cup of water.
And I turn around and go back.
Yeah, just turn right around.
Also, you'll get a nice breeze once you hit 57.
Yeah, wow. Let's not tell everybody where I live.
Yeah. Yeah, but I could
ride on apartment 6 in whatever
332 North Delancey.
So I live on the windiest block.
We don't see each other anywhere near as much as we used to, right? We would even used to play video games together. We'd go get dinner together. But
we were 11.
We were 11.
Okay.
No. His schedule has gotten bonkersly busy.
It's crazy.
He had a new comedy special come out and doing a ton of press. So we don't see each other as much as we used to, right? So the one time we get to hang out is live on Wednesday nights at gasdigital.com, brand new website. But
today, are you missing your bromance?
Yes. So today around, I'm going to say 2
o'clock.
I like
your beard.
Thank you. It's getting really long, I feel.
I like it.
Thank you. Was it around 2 o'clock when he texted me? Called me? Roughly?
Roughly
2 o'clock. He says, I forgot that I'm doing a show with Sal Volcano from Practical Jokers and Joe DeRosa, comedian. And he goes, in my defense, I said yes 6 months ago, and I haven't heard back from them. They just confirmed with me now.
Very, very true.
And
they didn't even confirm with me. I saw Joe said something about doing a live stream. I was like, I'm on that. I go, when the fuck is that? And I looked, and it was like today. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And that, like, by the way, I accept usually at least once a month or once every 2 months. Maybe once every 2 months is fair. He can't do this.
Once a month is fair.
Huh?
Once a month. Lately, it's been nuts.
Right. So I'm aware of it, but also his fans are very loyal to him.
That's awesome. No.
So then I get this onslaught of dumb idiots like no Jay, no watch, or like,
oh,
God damn it.
You know, wow.
Just standard nonsense, right?
Dude, I did Gutfeld yesterday, just real quick. Fox News, which is hilarious.
Yeah,
I was texting everybody.
I saw, like, that. I thought it was a joke.
I was like, build that wall, Trump 2024. But I went in there, and what you call, I didn't know, like, the divisive nature. I'm not political at all, so I don't give a shit. I just want it to be funny. But, like, looking on Twitter after that, there's a lot of that shit. They were like, who's this new fat fuck? He sucks dick. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, all right, tell me how you really feel, bro.
Was it very far-right-ish?
No, it wasn't that kind of a... I think Gutfeld... My management and agent asked me to not do Tucker Carlson when they asked me to do it. And I was like, yeah. I was like, why? And they were like, he's just like, for what? It's like the optics of it or whatever. And I'm like, who cares? Fine. It didn't matter to me that much. Then they were like, it's a huge show. And then Gutfeld apparently is a huge show, but it's like more, it's just a comedy show more or less. But yeah, they just talk about political stuff.
I thought, because you know how a lot of times comics will put up a picture of another show and just put like a video of like a movie and they put their face in.
Mm.
That's what I thought it was. I thought you weren't really doing Gutfeld.
Oh,
I
really?
Thought you just did it as a joke. You put it in there because it's so not you to be
political.
It does
seem like not me. But I'm probably going to be a regular now.
Big J live from the January 6th insurrection anniversary.
Take back what's yours.
And now,
this country is yours, white man.
To introduce the band Stain. Give it up for Big J Oakerson.
When we went to see Stained, before they opened for Korn, we were there to see Korn. We were friends with them.
I love Korn.
Josh knows a guy in the band. I toured with the band. Yeah. So like, we know them, and we're there, and I know like what their energy is not this. They did that tour with Stained, and me and Josh were sitting there, and like, I mean, between every song, he was like, it's been a while, bling, and he was like, Fauci lied, people died.
Oh, God damn it.
Fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah. Everyone's like chanting.
He's changing the lyrics. It's been a while since all those liberal cucks stuffed the ballot box.
I told you when I did the Kid Rock show a couple weeks ago when I was like, I'm not political. They were like, boo.
Oh,
I'm like, no,
Christ.
I'll say whatever you want. I'm like, if you were like, fuck Trump, and they're like, boo. And I'm like, Trump rules. Like, yeah. Sure. We'll land there.
So just to put a button on it, at 2:00, I find Jay's not doing the show tonight. And I thought, at least Josh is coming in. We got a hot girl coming in. It should be fine. And then about an hour ago, maybe an hour and a half ago, you said the other show's canceled. I'm on my way in, and I was like so happy.
Oh,
you made my day, big guy.
Well, I heard Onyx Muse was going to be here. Surprised to find out she's neither black nor Greek.
You know, I look. I'm
actually Filipino.
Is that what you are? Are you full Filipino?
Filipino and Italian.
And Italian. Okay.
Mom's Filipino.
Dad.
What?
Yeah.
Filipino guy hooks up with an Italian woman.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Military.
Is he Mr. Miyagi?
No.
Is he Jeremy Lin?
No.
Well, then I don't have an answer.
Jesus.
Which side do you identify with more?
Filipino. Okay. I was raised Filipino.
Nice.
Nice. That's fun.
Rickshaw us home. You know what I mean? You know what a rickshaw is?
A rickshaw. I didn't know. A rickshaw is Filipino?
I mean,
I think
isn't
they're all,
it?
It's a blanket Asian form of transportation.
A blanket Asian
Ralph,
unit.
If you don't laugh at my racist jokes, it's racist.
Yeah, you gotta go with it, dude.
You know what I looked? I
wow,
hoping...
he just stared at me. He's like, you think she'll rickshaw us?
It's nay on the it's all ray.
First thing I looked for was an Onyx Muse mashup, but there is none. I couldn't find one.
Oh, the two would, bands?
Yeah, it would be cool if there was
a
one.
A hip-hop group?
Yeah, the
hip-hop
group, Onyx
yeah.
and Muse. I thought maybe there'd be one and there wasn't one. I love
now. Now, if your name happened to be Onyx Biohazard,
what if
they have collaborated a lot. Yeah. If your name was Run DMC dude, Onyx would yeah. work.
What if Onyx actually was a Filipino hip-hop group? SRAM! SRAM! Let the boys be boys! SRAM! Sorry, that's my time, everybody.
Thank you very much. So, a couple quick things. We're going to play a silly game with you in a little bit.
All
which
right.
Josh gave the thumbs up to.
I just, I
can
love.
Can I have tequila blanco?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, jump in, hey. Dude, please. I'm on massive amounts of K-bombs right
can
now.
I have
you want
a
one?
Mixer?
I don't know if I have enough.
Do they have like a sprite
or
something?
I think I got two.
Bobby, can you grab her something to pour this?
I've given you my last brownie at my house, but.
By the way, I think we're getting an actual, more or is that good?
You want half?
No.
All right, take a fuck. Fuck it.
I think we're getting an actual silver tequila sponsor soon.
Give me.
Yeah.
Can you? I don't want to.
It's so gross. These are so gross.
What is it?
It's just like a kratom that I take. I don't want to tell you the brand because I know we're big on Yo.
It's Yo Delta.
I'm doing the cannabis show in Atlantic City, and there's a lot of kratom.
As a former opiate addict, this right here is the greatest thing. It gives me all the stuff I enjoy about
opiates. He still sucks dick for it, but that's love of the game.
Nice. Yes, nice. But that's more for fun. I enjoy it. I'm good at it. When God gives you a gift.
Dude, we were just laughing outside so much the last time we had porn stars in here, and they just guessed our dicks. And they were like, Ralph's got this kind of dick.
Oh, God.
And they go, I bet he's got big balls, but not a very big dick.
No, John? It was Elsa. It was on the
Okay, sure, sure,
like,
sure. Yeah. It's fine. Whatever.
The one that I was like, I'm a fan of. Like,
the best part was they just said that. And then she was like, and he's got a little one. So then I kept like piling on the joking of being like, I'm like, yeah, that's about right, Josh. Big old balls. And it's a little tiny dick. And Josh is like, I don't have a little. He just got so serious. He just got lost. He got locked in. It happens to the best of us. But then the best was she goes to me. She goes, I bet you got like a beer can dick. And Josh throws me into the bus right away. She goes,
no, he doesn't.
This joke's all that. He's got a little dick. He's got the little dick.
I got really hurt.
That's fucking great.
Instead of finding the comedy in it with going with the comedy.
He's got no.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, stop the show. Stop the show. Jay, pull out your dick.
Because 2 minutes prior.
Laugh at him. Pull it out. Pull it out, you little dick asshole.
Get the measuring tape. But really, what had happened was like 2 minutes before she was like, there was like a moment where she was like, when I was talking about how I hooked up with a trans girl, she's like, that's fucking hot. You're hot. And I'm like, oh. So I'm like, maybe there's some skadookie coming on. And then next thing, I swear to God, dude, rewatch the episode.
I'm not doing that. I'm holding back. You said not to talk about the trans girl thing.
Hold back. You can say whatever you want. I don't
care. Uh-oh.
You were so upset with me last time.
No, I wasn't. I didn't say I was so upset. I said, just chill out. Because I actually look at it like it's fine because I'm a progressive human being.
Now look at his shirt.
You're doing Gutfeld.
Oh, yeah.
So fuck off.
Yeah, dude. Tell your story, man.
I'm done.
You just start shaking it out of your mouth.
Drink your Coke Zero. Drink your cake Zero.
So one thing.
Are we going to take this shot?
Oh, yeah, let's do the shot, everybody.
Cheers, everybody. I love you guys.
Hey, to showing restraint, right? I just did a great job.
Yeah, good job,
Jeff.
I think he may have shit his pants from that restraint.
I shit a little.
Ah. Woo-wee. All right, so let me say this. I did my little bit of research. I actually think that's pretty decent silver tequila.
It's all gross.
It's not as harsh as some of the others.
Yeah.
I want to comment, though, because I never got to finish it because he cut me off. But Ralph, what I love about you is every time I've come on here, the games have been phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
It's always fun.
It's Shannon and I working, and Jay once in a while.
The feet, that was what we did, the one where I had little dick and fucked a man. Yeah. The
Whoa.
Hold it back, Jay. Whoa. Hold it back. Go ahead, dude. I know it hurts
oh my
you.
God.
No, I but
Bobby? Josh keeps bringing up and fucking this tranny and won't let me make you fuck the guy jokes. I need to loosen up, dude. 1, 2, 3, just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got.
God.
Just shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got.
You got wet?
Yeah. Hey.
By the way,
I know you're excited.
It looks like he shook his ass a little too much.
Did you squirt?
I don't know what just happened.
Shit your pants, Bobby. Let me see how you squirt.
Shit your pants.
Oh, wait. It's important, Bobby, even though you shit your pants. The Shake That Ass Bobby song right now, if you're a band listening to the show, the third, I think, or fourth biggest show on the network right now, we are going to take submissions. Send us your Shake That Ass Bobby song.
Oh, wow.
And we'll play it on the show if we like it. Maybe it'll become the new theme
somebody
song.
Somebody did it already.
Oh, that's... Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Wow, okay. So somebody do a Shake That Ass Bobby for us.
I will do a acoustic version on...
romantic
one? On my Yamaha.
That'd be nice.
And I'm buying a Casio really good keyboard soon.
And just send it on social media and we'll pick some winners.
Just some public domain.
And then quickly before we get in. Yeah, anybody that wants to do it.
Nope.
You know,
it's white males only.
We'll check.
We draw odd lines over here.
We make you send a driver's license and we will check.
Well, we do have black only contests also.
And also, Skankfest is around the corner, right?
Skankfest.
Yeah, it's
any details?
It's a comedy and music festival that comedy festival with some music.
We have some music
element.
His other podcast, which is the biggest podcast on the network, it is now. Is it the sixth year or seventh year of that?
Fifth, right?
Christine, hold up a finger. She's the owner.
I think it's sixth year. If I had to guess,
I think it's sixth because I was talking to Christine about it last week. I think it's sixth.
Three in New York.
Yeah. One in Texas.
One in Houston.
How many is it, Christine? How many Skankfests?
It's five.
This is going to be six.
This would be the sixth. Skankfest.
Seven.
Four in New York.
There's four in New York.
So, wow.
This will be seven. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We did because the first year I was.
It sells out every year. Yeah. It's a few thousand people.
Started at 300 people at the Creek in the Cave in New York, and now we're thousands of people.
And sells out like this sells out in under like 20 minutes. The whole thing sells out.
Wow.
And all the biggest names in comedy. And you live in Las Vegas, right?
I will guarantee.
You got to come.
It's in Las Vegas.
Oh, it's in Vegas.
Notoriety.
Perfect.
Notoriety in Fremont Street.
Yeah.
Can I bring my other skanky friends?
Yes, of
course. Oh, my God. No.
Yes.
No way.
There's one skank per.
What are these guys?
One's got a dick. That's fine. Go ahead, Jay.
Jay,
go ahead,
grab
dude.
The table, Jay.
Go ahead.
Claw the table, Jay.
Come on, buddy.
So
Tram.
Oh, my God.
So on the last one, one of the guys that works here, Gabe Line Mike, fucked up our live show we were going to do.
Oh.
We don't need to get into it and rehash it.
Right.
But this year we are doing a sex, drugs, and rock and roll show where the winner will get a scene in a porn. They get to sing with the band that's playing that I can't say the band.
Oh, wow.
And then I always say this in the wrong order. It should be the other way around. And they get to do drugs with Big J and Lewis. It should be the other way around.
What does drugs mean?
Weed.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Oh, okay.
They can just wait out by the fence.
So smoke with Jay.
Yeah, I have a 20 year old. It'll get back there if I'm out there banging coke.
Smoking with Jay. You get to sing with a band on stage, and you get to film a scene in a porn. That's going to be the winner. We're going to narrow it down to three people starting in the summer. Those three will get tickets to Skankfest. And we'll pick the winner live at the Skankfest.
It's like a triathlon.
Yes, a triathlon.
I'm going to throw on. We will at one point when we're doing crowd surfing at the jam, we will allow them to come up on stage and have a vicious crowd surf.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
great.
I'll throw that in there.
That'll be awesome. All right, so we're going to do that.
Also, three dates with Jelly Roll.
Is Jelly Roll coming this year?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll's coming. Yeah.
We are taking a private plane from Tallahassee.
Is that the gig?
I have no idea. So it's some area there. It's some area where Gutfeld is popular.
I just interviewed this band yesterday.
My dad's never reached out to me faster than I was on Gutfeld, but he lives in Ohio.
That's great.
It's the shit capital of the world, dude.
Gutfeld yesterday.
He's like, man,
everyone called me and said that was great.
That's hilarious.
It's like Fox News.
He's like, I know, that's my Bible.
So
they said. One of the stories was that now to win an Oscar, like Richard Dreyfuss is
pissed. He got mad.
Now to win an Oscar, you have to
you have to
just have like a certain amount of like diversity,
right?
Like in the production or the it's pretty dumb actually.
It really is.
It's very stupid. But I also said that they didn't have it on the thing. But I was like, well, I was walking around backstage here at Fox News, and let me say, you guys are not going to get nominated for Best Picture. It is white backstage.
I'm sure it is.
Fox News. Well, the black security lady in the front, she was pleasant.
She was. All right. So first thing that surprised me, because you look, I don't mean to be rude, you look, you're 22. But you've been in this business almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? You started in 2014.
Yeah, 2024 will be 10 years.
That's pretty wild.
It is pretty crazy. I'm 33 now.
Your foray into this, was it from dancing? Is that how you started?
No, actually.
Filipino mysticism?
No.
Before we go any further, hello, responsible adults.
Hello.
You sound so responsible.
Yes, I'm very responsible.
Yeah.
I am down many points on this game, by the way. I'm playing the home version.
You're playing the home version of the game and you're
out? Yes, this girl likes some pretty tacky shit.
Hey, we'll say this. She has some cheap taste.
Yes. Remember we were all complimenting her boobs?
Yes. By the way, great boobs.
Yes.
Hey, are you over the age of 21?
Yeah.
Are you living in a state where Delta 8 is legal?
No.
Really, you should move.
I recently moved to Idaho. Do you know why?
Why?
You the hoe.
Yeah, yes,
I was setting up that joke only. Yes, I live where it's legal, Ralph. Yeah.
Okay, did you?
I am the spokesman for the company, you
so
see.
Did they set you up in a nice home?
Oh, it's a nice place. Decked out, dude. All that tacky lighting.
You got all the lighting.
Some
you
Christmas tequila bottles.
Everything you could possibly want.
Wine. Shannon's stupid ugly duvet.
In brown, shit brown.
Yes, in shit brown.
And it was pink.
Oh, it's pink. That's right. That should have been the giveaway. Go to
so your sad cat tears blend into it. It's made of terry.
YoDelta.com. Stock up on vapes and gummies.
Shannon, just open your legs and let the man explore.
Boy,
you.
Shannon, all your problems would go away immediately if you just opened those fucking legs.
Let the Delta 8 vampire come in and show you a thing or
let him,
two.
Let him fucking, why don't you start fin-doming the Delta 8 empire?
Hey, Shannon, you want to hear something fun? I'm a vampire. Dry loads. That's right. I feel the cum, but nothing comes out.
So you can't. That's fair enough.
Yes. Open your mouth and pretend to take it,
Shannon, start fin-doming this dude right here. He's asking for it.
I'm glamoring her right now. Shannon.
Stock up on vapes and gummies at yoDelta.com.
Spit in my mouth.
Yeah, use the code. He needs the lubricant.
Make me your human toilet.
Promo code is GAS, 25% off yoDelta.com. YoDelta.
Be my human toilet.
Shannon, he's offering you something.
I do not shoot loads, but I steal shit.
All right, yoDelta.com.
Glass bottom boat. That's where Shannon will sit under a glass coffee table. And I will take a dump on that table. And then she comes and comes. Ralph?
Yes?
Would you like to take one of my classes in pleasing a lady?
Can I tell you something? Yes. I don't think YoDelta is going to be using this as an example.
No. Send it off to the firm. Let them know we sealed up another year of Delta 8.
Let's get back into it.
I was in a like 8 year relationship, like ever since I was 18. I was with this guy and we were breaking up. We were in LA and then I was getting older and I was like, you know what?
You were with him from the time you were 18?
She was like, I was getting older. I just turned 18 and three quarters.
And I was like, you know what? I am ready to do something controversial. Like if it's like get naked or something.
Don't get on Gutfeld.
No. I didn't know about that.
Have you ever thought about Fox News? What do you thought?
I don't know if I make the cut.
My friends over there at Fox News.
And I was breaking up with this boyfriend and I responded to this ad for fetish modeling and I didn't know what the fuck fetish modeling was, but they called me. They're like, hey, we want to do a shoot. It's $300. I was like, $300? I'm there. You know, before I was like a go-go dancer and a model.
Before you found out the fetish was like butt plugs or something?
I didn't know what fetish was.
You didn't even know the
word. I didn't even know what fetish was. It was
$300.
Okay. And they said it was like a dark angel, black angel, or white angel, dark angel like concept. So okay. I was like, fuck yeah. So I get there and this guy has all these outfits and all this gear. And I'm like, dress me up. Like, let's fucking do this. And we did like a shoot and he was hot. It was my first like older guy that I got involved with. But I was like, I'll be your assistant. Like, I just like, let me... You know, if you need help, I need work. And he would bring in porn stars. And I never knew porn stars. And they didn't know how to, like, roll blunts or joints. And I was also working at a dispensary. So I was like, hey, I was like, weed? I was like, yeah, I got you. And then I entered this, like, kind of very, like, crazy, toxic relationship with the guy. And it
was
like,
hot.
Super hot. He really introduced, like, BDSM to me. Until I wasn't, and I was like, okay, you're crazy. I need to go. And then he started to, like, well, he wanted to really blackmail and extort me.
Hold on one second. Bobby, did you put on, like, a diaper or something? You okay? Okay, continue.
No booty shorts? Okay.
Just shit your pants, Bobby. Let me see how you got it. Just shit your pants.
So he was, he tried to blackmail and exploit me. He wanted to put pictures and videos of me on the internet.
You beat him to the punch.
Well, I was hanging with the porn girls and I was just like, fuck, like, this is crazy. And they're like, well, why don't you just like do it?
Right.
Like, you're hot. And I was like, I was like, no. I was like, I could never do that. Until it just got to the point because he was kind of harassing me. And I was like, you know, fuck you. I was like, I'll beat you to it. Your little pictures and videos won't mean shit. And
hear me out.
That's what it is.
And I'm stoned, but hear me out. Was this whole thing a sham? I hate to get all 2020 on this.
Wow. Dude, oh, wow. Going.
But the whole thing is sham where he started doing that shit and you were like, no. And then they were like, they're working in cahoots with him. You met them through him.
You know what? I don't know.
I mean, I like that
but
idea.
Honestly, no.
To lure you into the dark world of pornography.
No, the girls that told me, they're like, fuck. They're like, I wish I could have told you about this guy, but he was always around you. And he, yeah.
Still, it's part of the sham.
It could be. It could very much be. But I still have a relationship with these ladies, and no, I don't think
they're
it
pieces
is.
Of shit. Text them right now that you're through.
And now you're in 9 years, right?
I am. So I kind of like, I did it on my own, like my own strategy and.
Well, maybe.
A little maybe because, yeah. You know, you do have to play the game.
You got to see that guy's manifesto first and see how
accurate it is. You do have to play the game a little bit, but I never did anal on mm-hmm. there, you know, just because in my personal life, I never did that. But that was
tiny
a big,
Filipino butthole.
What would be your price to do anal though?
A lot. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Is it
could be like
five figures?
Yeah, like,
what if I promise to bring electricity to your grandparents' village? Then would you open up your
nowadays? I would say bring it on.
Would you open up your asshole for me then? Perhaps.
I don't think it was. I honestly I didn't want to do my first anal in a scene. Like oh, yeah, I kind of wanted. Like I'm like, let me get practice first before, right. But.
That's why Bobby didn't practice. That's why he killed himself.
Yeah.
But, you know, second day.
Yeah, you don't want to have a little mud
guys,
come out on the onion.
That was
in your first day
totally good. And girls, I learned.
So no anal yet still?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, in my personal life, yes.
Oh, yeah,
but
not
on camera.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So, but who knows?
What do you prefer?
I mean,
would you say your ass is a size queen or would you prefer a long
definitely
thinny?
Not. My ass is like still super tight. Oh,
then you should talk, to Big Ball Small
oh,
Dick over
yeah.
here.
Oh,
yeah. I'm a nice beginner dick. Level one.
Let me ask you a serious
also, if you have a tiny strap on, he's pretty chill with that also.
Oh, oh.
From what I can gather, you do well on OnlyFans.
I do.
Right?
Okay. I do. I do something a little different that I kind of fell into.
Public shitting.
Definitely not.
Bobby.
I do. I get requests for that, but I'm like, no, that's
yeah.
That's
I know.
Gross.
Answer me. Yeah, I know.
Stop ignoring them and just
tell me what the goddamn
today.
Price
this guy,
is.
This guy was like, he's like, I would do anything for you to be my human toilet. And I'm
Jesus
like,
Christ!
Wait for you. For him to be your human toilet.
Human toilet.
That's going to be... It's a strange question as he goes... as bad as it is to ask you to shit on me, it is where he goes, dude, let me shit on your face.
Please.
You have to come around to a lot of things to agree to that upon asking.
Six figures.
No, I think it's disgusting. Do not shit on me, but please let me shit on you.
I'll wash it off with pee.
But what I do on OnlyFans, I do financial domination.
That's a big thing, right?
Wow.
It is a big thing. Actually, it's an art form.
I've been consumed with it.
It's wild to me.
You know, it emotionally hit you. It didn't hit me. I'm still not hit by it the same way you are, but I do find it to be insane. But
it's
I think
wild.
Foot
it
fetish
shows
is
you,
weird.
And also, by the way, it just shows you how fucking fucked up men are. Men are fucked up, right?
Women are
you
fucked can't, up. We're
men
all
are
fucked up.
We're all fucked up. But like, I was talking about this with Shannon. I think we may have talked about this last time we had a FinDom woman on.
I can't talk
oh,
to
Mr.
Shannon.
Oh, Mr. Smarley.
Every time
right?
I talk to Shannon, she makes me give her $100.
Right. When we were
she
in Vegas,
FinDoms me.
We were in Vegas together. A girl was walking by, and a guy just gave $100 to a girl as he was walking by. Remember that? He goes, thank you for being you. You remember that?
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it.
That's like a little form, but I've like went deep into this. Mm-hmm. And so I have my bitches on my OnlyFans. I do virtual shopping. So I will go on a date. We'll go to a restaurant, and they have to buy my bill. And I just
wait a minute. When you say we'll go on a date, you're not going with them.
I am on no.
Virtually.
They're going with me virtually, so right. They get access to it. And so I just like beef up the bill. I just like eat everything. Then I go.
So you
okay.
go to dinner with them on FaceTime,
Zoom, or Skype. Right. And then I go, or actually on OnlyFans.
Do they ever start whacking off while you're at a steakhouse? And you're like, hello. And you're like,
yeah, you gotta like, you know, you that has happened.
A sneeze guard for the fucking food.
Is that garlic butter?
Dip the calamari.
If it's then I could do it in real time, so I'll go and zoom or something. But those are for highest tippers.
Your green beans? Aioli.
Do you get, do you have a credit card that you can track when you're buying these things? Like you're ordering food and shit?
They cash.
I would just show the video to the guy, the waiter. He goes, this guy will be paying for it.
They send me the bill. Like I tell them to cash app it to me. So they do tip an amount on OnlyFans and then they cash app me the bill. And they like me to like use, like they want to see me like spend the money.
Wild.
But this is what happened. So when I did, because like I used to do like live shows, they'll reserve a time. So one of my biggest guys at the time, he was like, man, he's like, you're in Vegas. He's like, and I just got my boob surgery. So I was like in this position. I couldn't do nothing. And so he's like, why don't you dress up and go to a restaurant? And I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, that sounds amazing. So I got dressed up. I was all excited. I like put a bunch of stuff on the mail. And then when the lady came back with the bill, she goes, oh, your bill's already taken care of. And I'm like, what? And these guys that were watching me. So I had like different groups of guys, but this one guy bought my bill. And I was like, I like stopped it. I was like, I'm gonna call you right back. I went up to the guy. I'm like, thank you for buying my bill. Like you didn't have to do it. And he goes, you're so pretty. You're just sitting there by yourself.
I think I feel comfortable speaking for you here, Onyx. So you don't have to say it. These guys are losers. Wow. What a jerk off. What is going on in your life?
It is wild.
I just want to buy you.
By the way, exploit it.
I told the guy, I was like, you're not off the hook. I was like, we're going fucking shopping. So I went to the mall and I'm just like picking things out. And I had these sunglasses.
He's just like watching you, like, yeah, wait. Stop by that Outback Steakhouse and get a bloomin' onion.
And then,
you think these would be good for period panties?
So he's like, why? So I'm like, I asked the lady how much the sunglasses were, and I was like, cash at me that right now. Cash apps me.
God damn it.
And then he had to go. And so I'm like leaving the store with this. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I need to tell my girlfriends about this. So I started to like do this thing where we would go to the high-end stores and we just go. I'm like telling my girlfriends, I'm like, bitches, we need to get out of the bedrooms. We need to use the city as our set. And so when we go into like lingerie stores or whatever, I'm like, my girlfriends were like, well, what do we do? I'm like, bitch, we're dream shopping. We're like, let's get the champagne.
Let me ask you this. So I'm so far removed from it. I in a way, I could say, and Jay will probably disagree with me, but like, I am a big fan of going, taking a girl to a very nice restaurant. I love food. I enjoy that experience.
Yes.
But I would never do that, you know? So I don't know if that, like, everybody has their rationale of what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. To these guys,
I'm telling you what makes sense. She just showed me what's up, and I figured it out. I know what you got to do. You got to find the people that would be dumb enough to fall. Ralph, check your phone, please. You have to see a dumbass who would go for some shit like that.
Well, these are guys who are socially awkward.
Ralph, what's that? Did you just get a message from somebody who's fin-domming you?
What?
What does it say, Ralph?
Oh my God.
It says,
okay, I want to see this.
It says, cash at me, 500, you fuck pig.
Yeah. And you know,
I'll be waiting
crazy
for you to hear my Venmo.
By the way, I really was tempted to just send you $500. I was going to do it. What I should have done is not react and just send you $500, but it made me laugh. God
a lot of people
it.
Will argue with the effort I put into the SDR show. I have been fin-domming.
Oh, yeah.
You can't talk negatively at all about these people. So I understand that.
No, you cannot.
But
we can.
Yes, you guys can.
They love that, these
little
dick weirdos. These fat little dick weirdos.
I love those fat little weirdos.
So, like, this is what I said to Shannon before.
Don't point.
They're great.
I'm talking to point at Shannon.
I don't like it.
Your fuck pig can point. I just paid $500.
Point, fuck pig. If I tell you to do it, I like it. There you go.
So, like, I could wrap my head around, and this is where we might, taking a girl to dinner and spending $400, $500 on dinner.
Sure.
And then maybe having sex with her, right? Hopefully having sex with her. Versus if a girl said to me, just give me $200 and fuck me right now, I would rather spend the $500 on dinner.
Okay. You want to eat.
Okay.
Right? Is that
you're
you get what I'm saying? Like, I would rather that.
No. Well, for me, I need to feel like
there's a connection of some sort.
I've done something.
Something.
I said, I told this story recently to someone when a guy, a buddy of mine who used to work with like escorts and shit, one, mm-hmm. he brought him to a show I was doing in Miami. He brought two escorts with him and his buddy. And he was like, hey, dude, they want to like hang with you, man. They want to like party and do it. And I was, he's like, take, so there was, this is such a shitty gig too at the time. It's not a shitty gig, it's a good gig, but it's the Comedy Inn, but it's in one of those like Florida hotels where every door goes to the outside. And one of those rooms was the green room, just a hotel room basically, where I can go smoke pot. So they mm-hmm. were like, yeah, let's go hang out. So I took them in there and I just like smoked weed with them. And then they were like, what time's your show? We should get basically, we should get moving on fucking. And I was like, oh, I was like, you know what? I was like, I got to do this show. I go, but let's hang out after the show maybe. And literally in my mind, I was like, even though they're like escort, they're prostitutes who were basically told to fuck me, which I'm not into. I was like, come maybe see after guy. The show,
yeah. Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, it'll be cool to fuck this guy. And even after the show, they came up and they were like a little more like, they feel like they knew me better. They just watched the show, you know? Yeah. But that was, I always remember this line made me laugh so hard because my buddy Lauren who brought them, he was like, hey, we're going to get out of here pretty soon. So like, I mean, if you want to go, like these chicks are down the fuck. And I went, I looked at the girls and I went, hey man, give them the day off.
You fucking loser.
Jesus.
No, it's not. It's weird, dude. They were brought there like, hey, we're going to go to the show. Fuck my friend. It's just like, you're right. It's my own thing. If I was more secure, I think I can do that more. My problem is like, if someone fucks me for purpose, I'm like, oh, they're probably also like, I had to fuck this. To
let me ask honest on that.
I'm like, I don't want that. I
don't
want that.
Do you think a percentage of these men think eventually you'll end up sleeping with them, or they enjoy just the findom of it and don't care about the sex?
I mean, I had one guy I had to cut off, but for the most part, I let them know what my limits and my boundaries are. So, no, I don't think they
fucking
have
wild. It is wild.
Any
Josh
concept.
Is going to prepare to buy you a 1997 Geo tracker.
I tried to sell you the money, and you're not on Zelle.
Oh. I am on Zelle.
I did said you weren't.
I am on. First of all, don't
it was
fucking
cash
at me, Marty.
It just would have been funny, up. But you're not. Maybe it's your email, not your phone number.
It's that or it goes. Christine yeah. knows.
I just thought it would have been funny. I mean, you would have probably
I don't know how any of it
sent
works.
It right back. It just was a funny idea. Anyway,
I think a lot of these guys, they know their place, and also I bring like you know, if they're good boys, then I'll bring my girlfriends and we'll do a double dom show. And
Josh and I've done that. I mean, is that why you like you're here because you're performing somewhere this weekend, right?
I'm actually in town for a cannabis convention.
Okay.
So I do.
Do you work clubs? Or you don't even bother anymore.
I do work clubs. Okay. I'm considering going to a club after this because I just did a shoot for them in Vegas. So okay. I'm like
Sapphire.
No, like, Rhino. Rhino did.
Yeah, I haven't been to Rhino.
Rhino out here?
I haven't
yeah,
checked
just
it. Yeah,
really?
No
normally one knows
I
it exists.
There's no bottomless in New York.
No.
So
in Jersey,
I don't even get it.
But that's great because that's how Vegas.
I
is.
Want
no for sure.
Puss.
I understand, but I'm saying if I'm go like here's, again, if you're not going out to like a bar to like do bar stuff, if you're going to the thing, to me it's almost like going like watching porno. It's like I don't go to a strip club ever going like. Maybe we'll hook up with these girls. So it's like if we're gonna go see naked girls, like, let's go see fully
you
naked
girls.
I get
the whole
it.
Shebang.
Before we're gonna get into the game in a minute, but I just want to ask you a couple of quick things that I'm
Please.
Not sure if this is right or wrong. Were you somehow involved with Joe Exotic's presidential run?
Okay, so look at this. This is funny. Yes, I did get endorsed. DJ Who Kid's show on Shade 45 for mm-hmm. SiriusXM. And we did a banana show with my girlfriend. And then Joe Exotic, the people who run his page, they followed me. And so we've just been like in touch. And it was like crazy because we're like, oh my God, it's Joe Exotic. So they wrote me and they said, hey, like, would you want to be one of the, like, would you endorse Joe for his presidential run and we'll put your picture on his website? And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then fucking I get my fans, I'm at the club getting ready and they're like, oh my God, you're on Jimmy Kimmel. And I was like, what? And yeah, they
That's
like
really
ran
funny.
It. So it was pretty funny.
I don't know how. What do you think his chances are? I think they're good.
He's running again.
I think he's running again.
He's running from jail, right?
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
He's running from jail.
Yes.
Lord. All right, so I think this segues nicely, not that story, but findomming into what we're going to do, which we did once before.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a name for it, Shannon, do we?
No.
All right, we'll just call it. No, that was a really.
We do have a theme song though.
It's the game where we do the thing with Amazon wish list.
Wishing your list. Da, da, da. What is it? Is this the thing that's on your list?
The Price is Right.
Is
right?
this the thing that's on your
the
list?
The thing on your list. How about the? What's the?
You should have the big wheel.
My kid. The kid's
because your wish is on my list.
Because your wish is on my list.
And if we get it right, she's gonna show her tits. Yeah.
Josh.
Class it up.
Even if she, if we get it right, she's going to show
Let's
her
see.
Bosoms.
Thank you.
So Shannon is going to show items.
Okay.
There's three of us here, so there won't be a tie. We can't.
If we get it wrong, we human toilet for her.
Yes.
If she gets it wrong, she human toilet
for us. If we get it wrong, we have to fin-doms us.
She fin-doms us.
Our social security
I'll
checks.
Right in your face.
So it's I think it's like 8 or 9 items, right? And the way it works is pretty simple.
Yeah, Ralph, I'm about to human toilet, dude. You got to hit me up.
I like your pee to have a little tequila tinge.
Thank you.
Do you want any more?
Sure, just a little bit.
Too much or good?
That's
all
good.
I'm saying is that's I hope good. You had asparagus today, yeah. Onyx.
I had asparagus last night.
Nice. That piss is going to smell gross.
I know, had I think pineapple. Nice and sweet.
So we're going to show an item. We are going to debate is in the last 25, 30 minutes we've been talking to you, how well we know you will decide if this item is on your list or not.
Okay.
If we're right, you take an item of clothing off. Yeah. If we're wrong... Mm-hmm. The SDR show will be purchasing that item for you.
I love it.
Shannon is the only one who's seen your wish list, and she has picked items that she felt feel in line
right around
with the rest of
them. Also that are all under $10.
No, by the way, I told her my limit, and she said it's actually going to be a little higher than that, so mm-hmm. That's a little freaky.
I'm a fin-dom, so most of the stuff I put on there. Yeah.
Pay for it, faggot.
But I did. I was nice. I added some, you know.
Big shit.
She said to me, though, the only.
Buy her tampons for the next year, you cunt. You man cunt.
The only interaction we had, she said, one of the items has been on there since 2014.
Oh, there we go.
It's
the
PlayStation 4.
It's been there.
Your fin-dobs need to fucking suck it up and get your older
items. This is a whole new world. There's something better than Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that why? What is it? Oh, shit. God damn it. Bobby.
Party foul.
Bobby. Asshole.
You didn't do it on my face.
Bobby, get in here and put your ass on this.
Yeah, Bobby, soak up
your ass.
Bobby!
Get your ass in
Money
here and
wipe soak up my shit.
Up. Get your ass in here and wipe up this shit.
Oh, I wanted him to lick it.
Oh, Bobby.
Bobby, why won't you fucking tourniquetane across the table and lick it off, dude?
Bobby, one of my friends.
Here he go again on his own.
Oh, my God.
Is this love?
Oh, my God. You're
one of my friends found out today tourniquetane died. I'm like, dude, she died 10 fucking years ago.
A while ago.
Really?
Yeah, two years ago.
Hey, that was the original redhead.
Yeah, she was great.
God, she was so
I got the interview
party.
I got
Oh, dude, everything until fucking.
Surreal Life?
Yeah.
She was so
everybody
good.
Looked like balls in Surreal Life.
She's been beaten up for 10 years by a baseball player.
And Bobby Brown together was pretty wild. Except like for way after their prime.
The only person that really got better looking on Real Life was Emmanuel Lewis.
He turned more into a human.
He filled out nice.
Right.
Yeah. All Webster, right, so TV's Webster.
All right.
We are going to start this game whether your wish is on my list, a la Hall & Oates.
Damn, I named that so fast, so cool.
I love them.
Yeah, we have to get someone to do that theme song.
Yeah.
Because Yupkes. Is on
my list
because your wish is on my list because your wish is on my list. When the best things in life.
Shout out to the sexy saxophone time.
That's good. That's very true. All right, Shannon, let's hit it.
All right, here's the first item.
What Jeez. The fuck is that?
It's a color-changing cube light.
That's tacky Asian art. I say yes.
That does feel Asian-y.
Tacky Asian art.
That really feels
racist. A bunch of fucking paper cranes on top of it.
Stereotyping me.
It almost feels ching-chongy. It really does.
It might as well be a lantern.
You might as well light a fire under it and have watch it go floating out into the distance.
Yeah, for sure. It changes. I want it. It's tacky and I want it.
I kind of want it too. I'm going to say it is... I'm on board that it's on the list. Jay, you're on board?
It's on the list. It changes colors.
It's elegant and unique, just like her.
Yeah.
Bobby, jump in.
It's on the list.
Shannon?
All right, that's the yeses all across the board, right?
Yeah.
Do you know, Onyx, if this is on your list or not?
I believe it is.
Yes, it is on
your
list.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this sucks. Yeah. I lose.
We start with panties in this house.
Wow, good start.
I'm gonna try to do this.
Goodness gracious.
Without messing up my headphones.
Wow.
All right.
I just missed a beat there for a second. Jesus Christ.
You gotta take the headphones off.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just trying.
Josh will walk you through it. He doesn't get excited until you show your penis.
Damn it, I left my strap on.
I want a longer strongie.
That one snuck through,
I
Josh. I'm sorry.
In my hotel room.
Shut up. Shut up, Jay. Right.
I do, by the way, I do remember Josh losing it a little bit that night.
I didn't lose it. I just.
It happened to me, by the way, on my other podcast recently.
Your cork popped?
He got pissed.
But I had, you know what's so funny? You
it
know,
happens all of us.
Something happens, and then the next day you've got a million retorts for it. Like, I was in the shower, like, oh, I got a small dick. Yeah. I bet you got a stinky pussy. Yeah.
Like, just like George Costanza when he thought about that great line. Yeah. All right, next one, Shannon.
Put your nipple away, Onyx. Make us hurt, please.
Yeah, come on. Have make some respect, Onyx. Have some respect for the process.
So sorry. Plush, fluffy duvet cover.
A duvet cover.
Fluffy duvet cover.
I'm going to say no to this.
Shit. I want to say my heart says yes.
My heart says yes. I'll tell you why. It's a little over the top.
It is.
But I feel like that's something that you just were like, oh, I'm going to be all comfortable in there. It's going to look good on
camera.
It's
definitely, as a girl it's who a very fucks good. A lot, lonely, rainy
on
day underwear. No. I don't think it's. I think it's just curling up on your not getting fucked
you're drinking,
days with a
drinking
cat.
Drinking Pinot Noir by yourself and just like.
Maybe a dog that's too big for you, but
I'm
you still have it.
I'm on a yes.
Guys, but hear me out real quick. Is that she's trying to findom these guys. Like, if she's going to get a duvet and a pillow cover and all that shit, it's going to be way more expensive.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I gave her a limit. And it is an older. She said there's some items that are back till 2014.
Actually, she's Filipino. Outside shot, her family makes bedding. So
yeah, I'm by the way, I'm sticking with in. It's on in my head.
If this
on.
Was a Game Boy, for sure, it's not on her list.
Jay, on or off?
Damn, man,
I'm sticking with on.
I'm sticking with on. Can I explain what my off would be? That it's relatively inexpensive, which means it probably is, and you would think lower quality.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
But also, look, it has 3,000 positive ratings.
Well, dude. Cheap people write reviews.
Yeah, dude. You can order a fucking...
They do.
Amazon has so much cheap shit.
We'll let Josh break the tie.
I'm saying it's not. I also just from the...
I'm breaking the tie, I guess, because I'm saying...
I feel it is.
I think it is.
Okay, so Jay, yes. Ralph, yes. Josh, no.
I feel like... Can I say something? I feel like this is the thing that's been on there also since 2014.
Yeah. This is back when she first did she's like, fetish what?
She was still in that relationship.
I want to feel the fluff on my sniz.
Yeah, that's something that the asshole boyfriend said, go get us a fucking nice sham.
Yeah, he goes, what the fuck with this duvet? You call this a duvet, bitch?
What's a duvet?
The fuck's a duvet?
This a duvet. Why do I need one?
The whole thing is a sham, you're right. No, honey, I mean the pillowcases.
All right, Shannon.
Okay. Do you know Onyx?
Honestly, I really don't know.
The answer is no.
God damn it.
But can I say something today that I'm offended by your description?
You love
because
this thing.
I have it. And it is what I use with my cat while I'm not having sex.
Not having sex on a rainy day.
Don't
be offended. Don't be offended, Shannon. Fear me now.
Yeah, by the way, we kind of nailed what it was for.
Yeah, Shannon's.
Yeah, but by the way, and also what we could do, if you don't want that, we'll get a relatively similar price thing on your list.
Probably just a different color.
Yeah, okay, fine.
So I was so close then.
Okay,
yeah, good. It's not bad. I'm kind of looking at it like,
hey, Onyx, that's pretty cool for you to make our low-rent friend a better shitty purchase. No, I know when it shows up at your house, you're just going to give it away.
No,
you'll probably give it to a bum.
You're going to write to the garbage. Oh, here it is, right in the garbage.
Well, I would masturbate on it, and then I would give it to somebody.
To some bum.
All right, next, Shannon. Whoa.
Mm.
That's cheap. It's only $35.
No way.
It's $55.
I'm going with my gut on why Josh's reason.
$35.
Josh's reason for last
with 10% off
is why I'm giving this the same thing.
I say no way.
It's
no way.
On. Same thing. That's two.
I'm gonna say
also
yes.
She's Filipino.
What about feet?
If she's Filipino. It should be like a real dog feet. Rug or something. If it's Filipino.
A
right?
What?
I think this is the opposite way. I think this is like she would get this because, you know, look where they have it placed. You know, it's like you can wipe your feet on it.
Oh, I was going to ask a question, but I think that question would give me an
stark
answer.
White? I don't know. She lives in
also,
Vegas.
I feel like
she lives in Vegas.
I bet you she has at least a dog or a cat, so that doesn't make sense to have a white rug like that. I'm going no.
I think no.
I think yes.
If Josh gets it
Josh
right.
Josh is getting it right. It's Shannon's just doing the opposite. She's
Shannon's good with this stuff. That's
no, I know. She is great.
Shannon's really like, I bought this from my aunt last week.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to over insult everything that I think is now. I goes, no, only a stupid piece of shit.
Wow. You did that last time, Jay, and you did offend the guests often.
Did I really?
No. Yes. So where are we at then, Jen? Are we saying
so
no?
So it's Ralph is no, Jay is no, Josh is yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the answer is no.
Oh, yeah.
So we're tied. All right, so,
Josh, learn
something else.
Josh, learn our friends.
Something else is coming
Put your dress back on.
Do shoes count?
I mean, whatever makes you feel comfortable is what we have to say to be politically correct.
We're trying to get the ratings
How
up
many?
Here, though.
I have nine items. I have a good rack, so.
When did those boobies come in, you said? You got your new boobies?
2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah, they do Thank look you. They look good for
it's
breasting.
It's a natural.
But...
They're implant. Oh, I was going to say, he said, when did they come in? She goes, 2020. I go, what are you, fucking 15?
Yeah, sure. She started in stripping. She started 10 years ago when she was six.
They just came in.
They just popped
Hormones.
Well, the way Ralph asked my dick. Ralph asked his question was, when did those come in?
I go, you have puberty?
Yeah, because she just said a few minutes ago she got them done. That's why.
But you've seen so many girls with like fake boobs that just, I mean, they don't look natural at all.
My little tits, okay? But once you have a baby, they sit a little different.
Yeah,
okay, fair enough.
Same with my balls.
Yeah, they just got much bigger and bigger. They wouldn't stop
Penis.
Growing. All right, so where are we at, Shannon?
Tied. Everyone's tied.
We're all tied. All okay, right. Next.
Okay, this is number four.
Whoa, expensive sunglasses. Fendi,
yeah,
big yes. brand. I'd just say 100% yes.
Fuck, man. This is where I see Shannon throwing the curveball.
Maybe.
I just feel, look, it's a name brand, right? But it's kind of
a wish list. This is like right. if someone throws, it's, I don't need, those glasses, by the way, they will not flatter you.
No, by the way, also, I think Fendi's kind of a trash brand.
Really?
It's a little gaudy, I'd say.
Yeah. Fendi. I don't like them.
But I get the brand. But also I understand I would put something like gaudy that I wouldn't buy personally. It's a wish list.
And
so
also,
she wouldn't buy these, but just like,
know.
Especially for $223.
And then some.
But one of these fucking dildos would.
Yeah, no, I think she did get them because she just seemed like she got a little butt hurt when you said.
I don't like them.
I don't know.
They're on the wish list.
Yeah,
she wouldn't have them yet.
Yeah, she wouldn't have them yet. I'm saying definitely, no doubt in my mind, and I don't like them at all. Jay?
I don't mean to go on the attack like that.
I'll say You've I been attacking yes. every fucking
God
one
damn.
Of them.
I'd say yes, though, yes.
Josh?
I'm going to say yes.
I don't feel like because...
Isn't Fendi like the shirts with like chains like painted on them?
You better twerk it
Fendi's
if you're going
like,
to come in here.
Fendi's like high-end shit.
No, that.
I know, but it's like, it doesn't make it attractive. It's ugly.
What's the guy that
sure.
does...
I mean, a lot of high fashion is disgusting.
What's the stuff that with guys, it looks like it's like chains on it? Oh, like the patterns. That's like...
Versace
is the one that's like the gold gaudy Armani.
But by the way,
clothing.
They do that with their low-end stuff. Their higher-end stuff doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know.
He owns a lot of...
I'm a very wealthy man. All right, let's see what's going on here. Shannon?
Are you? $7,500.
Do you know?
You fucking pig.
I tried.
Oh, I know. What is the answer? It's a yes.
All right.
Yeah.
We are killing this. Oh, we're killing this.
Okay, so what...
Tell you, shoes are fine. Don't...
Yeah.
Save the...
I mean,
Bobby, what are you zooming in on?
Come on, Bobby.
What are you getting down
Bobby.
On your knees
Look,
for, you piece
Bobby.
Of shit?
You already shit your
Justin
pants in the studio.
Are you wearing Louboutins?
Have some goddamn
man.
Class.
My top bitch Justin bought these.
Yeah, those are probably.
You know, I bought my girlfriend
$750.
That's like a thing. This is
my
like a
girlfriend
thing.
Christine out there. I bought her a Louboutin. I bought her a Louboutin purse. I guess she's fin-domming me.
Yeah.
She
Can
is.
I ask a question? Do men compete? To be the top guy.
Yes.
God damn
So
it.
Look at this. So they started to want me to put the pre-recorded videos on social media because they want people to like, they want to see how they react to it. And so now my top bitch, Justin, he fights for his top God bitch place.
God, yeah. Can I say on Ralph's behalf? Get your fucking foot off the table.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Great,
no, I don't give a shit about this place. I take a dump on the table. But Ralph wants you to get your fucking foot off
goddamn
the table.
Foot off. By the way, Shannon yelled at me before I put my foot up. And
what's the hacky comedy one? Are you in show business at all?
Then get your fucking foot off the stage. Yeah. All right, Shannon, next. I think we're killing this one, by the way.
I think you guys
Ooh, what's
are.
Going on here?
What does
Love
that mean?
Night Wine Bottle Lights.
Okay.
$11?
Tacky.
That, by the way, I almost want to say yes because it's so bad.
It's lame.
That I'm praying it's a yes.
I'm gonna. It could be a nighttime, like, drunken, why not? It's a Christmas thing.
What and Halloween it, and
what
wedding.
What if it decorates my, like,
Filipinos
your vagina?
My live streaming set.
Filipinos get pretty tacky.
How does that decorate my vagina?
You also, by the way, there's a, you do a podcast called The Green Room, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, Green Room Radio.
Okay, and
I started that.
How long ago did you start that?
I started that, it's been like a 3-year process, and then, you know, just last year we finally started doing episodes.
And you had Brenna McKenna on, who's been on the show.
I did, cool. Yes.
All right, so I'm saying, here's what I say. It's so ridiculous that I feel there's no way Shannon looked that up and said, oh, I'm going to put this on the list, this fucking Christmas Halloween wedding light.
I mean, it's kind of creative.
So I'm saying, yes, it's on the list. That's my feeling.
Jay,
it's just so you know, Onyx, this is a shitty product. If you get it, it's not going to work right.
I
it's
mean,
so
look,
cheap.
The
probably
going to
light your house
on
fire.
The thing is that they just get off on that I... And
bought
I
something.
Have their
bought
item
something.
That they yeah. bought in right. my like.
Yeah. Yes. I think yes. It's on the list.
Josh.
Yes.
Shannon.
Do you know Onyx?
I know.
Tell them.
Hell no.
Oh.
But,
Shannon.
But wait. No. That is. It is.
Oh,
a
it
yes.
was.
Oh.
Damn. Okay. You
hell
know what?
Yes.
You know what? I forgot.
That's
okay.
great. By the
but
way,
you know what? That's kind of cool.
Well, sure.
I have lots
we'll
of
go
fairy
with that
lights.
On it.
Yeah. Yeah,
good back pedal,
Shannon.
Good back pedal, sweetheart.
To me, the thought of you finding that and saying, oh, this would be good on the list, there's no fucking way.
That's how far along I've had that list. I don't know what the fuck.
Well,
I
now we have to
that.
Assume everything we think that you didn't get is probably something Shannon got for her fucking apartment.
I have
also,
some explanations
way,
of things
I mean,
after
we,
the
we,
game is done.
We never met, but I think maybe we have like some things in common.
I think
by the way,
that we
to
like.
The to the budding fin dogs
like,
out there.
I have a 24-hour hourglass that I stare at while it rains.
But if you're a wannabe fin dom for Onyx Muse, get that $11 bottle set and
come
you're in the fucking
now.
Running.
I mean, at least.
All right, next item, a cat trapeze.
All right, let's see the next one, Shannon.
Definitely.
What number is this, by the way?
Thanks
this
fur?
Is number 6.
Okay.
Thanks gotta... fur hand-blown crystal rose.
Wow, that's
gold
a weird name. Thanks fur.
Set 2. Stem wine glass.
I don't like
long
it.
Stem
I'm
wine
going
now.
I mean, I could have used it for
I don't like it.
My house.
Also, by the way, it's weird that it says red or white. It's
yeah,
the
can
same
we ask
glass.
Questions like this? Do you own a home? Do you have
no,
an apartment?
No, you can't. It's not fair.
I just
I like...
moved into a new home, yeah. Okay.
She's in Vegas.
You're in
so...
Vegas. You're born in Texas, though, right?
Born in San Antonio, Texas, raised in California.
Stupid question. What is a very Filipino traditional food?
Of course.
Lumpia.
Lumpia, chicken adobo, sinigang, dinuguan.
Oh, did you see me wink when I said that one? I went pussy, and then I winked
Bunce
at you.
It.
I'm working on my winks.
Oh, I'm trying to still send you the money. Is there? Do you come to New York often?
I do. I love New York.
Is there a great Filipino restaurant in New York?
I have not found a great Filipino
There's
restaurant.
There's one by my house. There's one.
How convenient.
They're going to have to take
how
you there.
Convenient.
I never could actually get there from my bedroom.
We order right on the side of the window.
It is close to my fuck range.
Oh.
Can I tell you, I know you're a foodie, I would say. By the
I don't like
insane.
The word, but yes.
You shouldn't like the word, but it's the only thing to call an idiot who takes a picture of everything he eats in his
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah,
puts
yeah fair
it
enough. I'm going to punch you in the pho.
You should. But you're going to punch me in the pho? Yeah.
In the pho?
Punch me right in the pho.
I just had to let it open. Okay,
now,
yes.
A place, though, that's still, because it delivers up to mm-hmm. my place through Uber Eats, I think, mm-hmm. but Raval?
Great.
Still one of my top, yeah. It's in my rotation.
Great. What
constantly.
Is it? Wait, what kind of food? What
Persian.
Persian, but
oh.
it's like very good, like... Shish kebab.
Kind of basic.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
basically
I just
really
had
good.
It's clean
night.
And it's just good shit.
Yeah,
that's
like
that.
The Grand Cuba does.
Who turned
like,
John to that place?
You did.
Where
yeah,
is
that's
it?
What I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't
you know. Tomorrow
not,
night.
It's around here.
Tomorrow night, Lewis is taking his girl to a restaurant that I told him just go here because he wanted to go somewhere special.
Rava?
Not Rava. Where's a really going? Phenomenal place. We don't need to give them a plug, but they're expensive. Ooh. And he wanted to go somewhere. I think it's a year anniversary for them.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, they've been together a year, I think.
What?
I think that's right. Yeah.
He probably celebrates awesome. Like it's our 3-week anniversary.
Whatever it is, but it's a really nice place. Food.
Yeah. 8-week anniversary, doggy.
We used to go to fucking what's that place that we loved so much all the time? Gayukaku together. I told you about that place. It's a
really
great place.
Gayukaku. Although quality.
Not downhill. Downhill now since
they've actually become franchise level shitty.
Yeah, now. It's yeah, but that's really it was good. 5 years ago, maybe.
Japanese barbecue?
Korean.
Korean. All right, yeah. Next. Let's do next.
Yeah. Not Korean.
I don't have the answer.
Japanese.
It's
Japanese
no, but it's Japanese and Korean.
They have one in LA.
I need the answers for
this. I'm saying this is a hard no. It's a hard no.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Okay, do you know the answer, Onyx?
I think the pink
top. I'm a tequila drinker, so I leave the wine bottles or it's wine glasses.
The answer is no. So now Ralph is in the lead by one.
I'm running. That's good. That's nice to know. So that means that we get you something comparable on your list. So we'll get you a tequila thing.
Okay. I like that.
Fair enough.
I love it.
Yeah. We're going to get you a $1,000 bottle of tequila. I don't know. I'm starting to feel it now. I like the fin bombing thing. Can you call me faggot while I order?
Don't make my nipples hard.
Can you kick me in my ball bag while I order?
Actually, I just did a cock and ball torture lesson, so yes, I can.
A lesson.
Have you been training other women how to fin bomb?
Well, okay, so I'm taking this mistress class. I'm doing a collaboration with a very amazing dom, mistress call it. She's out of San Francisco. Just was stumbling on her page.
What's mistress training?
Yeah, so
for married men.
No. This is for women who want to get trained into being a dominatrix,
like Elvira, and mistress of the dark.
Yeah, so there's different doms that have different styles in femdom, and mine is financial domination. And you know, a lot of girls don't know the traditions of it and stuff, but it's really fucking hot. Like we get to like
it's fucking wild.
We get to
me.
Shadow.
What's your favorite dom? Deloise.
Herrera.
Herrera.
I just love that she said traditions. It's like, why do we take $50 on Thursday
the ancient arts. Yeah, of, it's like fin-doming.
Why are we reclined?
You have to be ethical. You know, you do have to like, work with Adonai. Them.
Aluhenu,
Melachalam. All right, next one. We got too much time left.
Cash app.
Guy. Waterproof. Meteor shower rain lights. These are all cheaper.
Tubes drop, icicle, snow falling, raindrops, cascading lights for a wedding party, Christmas, shine colorful.
I'm saying
$14. I'm saying no. And I'm going to tell you something.
Let me say why I'm saying yes.
I like to deep throat those.
You go first.
Is that true?
Yeah. Why not?
You know what I'm saying?
Like on show, do you, because that's giving this answer, I'd say.
If this looks to me like it belongs right next to that stupid wine light up thing that you had before.
Right?
I'll tell you this. I'd say you don't have it. And if you do have it, step your shit up on
it. You know what? Hold on.
If you got $14 things coming to you for these things, suck.
Shannon,
these things are
I'm
shitty.
Asian. All
right, here's why I'm changing my mind.
Is everything have to be a dragon dance with you people?
I'm changing
and
my
I
mind.
And I said you people.
I'm changing my mind because here's what I think. There's no way Shannon doubles down on dumb lighting, so I'm going with it's not on the list.
Damn, Ralph does know Shannon inside and out physically.
By the way, Shannon might be joining me for a few days.
Oh, I know she is.
In Hawaii.
You guys are getting on. I think you guys are already fucking.
Yeah, no. Dude.
I'm not, already
Shannon, are you with me on this? Yuck.
I am from Vegas. So.
Shannon doesn't think it's gross.
It
I
is,
like
yeah.
lights.
You don't think I think it's gross?
No, I think you're into it. Gross. Ralph keeps telling everybody your pussy stinks.
Yeah, that's
fucked
true.
Up.
That's because everyone's in the same room with Jen.
He's trying to throw
everyone's in the same room with her.
Off, and pardon my pun, I'm throw everyone off the scent.
Yeah, I'm going no, Jay.
Shannon, for the record, I'm sure your pussy smells great.
Thanks, Shannon, Jay. Yes or no, Jay?
Shannon, I'll take a smell of your pussy there and tell everybody it smells fine. It probably smells like nothing.
For $500.
I'll do it for the pants. $500?
There you go. She's
Shannon,
learning her fin-dom.
Ralph, send money to Shannon.
Send her to the $500 I asked before, you fuck
fin-dom.
Pig.
I love it.
I'm going to say, shit, man.
I'm going
these
no.
things
I'm
suck.
Hardcore
no.
Hardcore
not on, no. It's not on the list.
Josh?
You don't think I went in deep through that?
Josh?
I'm going to say no.
Shannon?
Do you know Onyx?
I do.
What is it?
It ain't on the list.
It is on the
list. It is on the list. See, I don't know. I forget about these things.
Take heroin and just go on Amazon? Nodding off.
Onyx.
She nods at whatever her nose hits.
Onyx, we don't know each other at all, but I feel well comfortable enough to say this to you. You have some trash taste.
I have. I did add some
game,
really
girl.
Like fancy stuff on there.
Every
so.
One of these bullshit $15 things.
I put some handbags on there.
But
today,
I told Shannon limited to nothing more than $200.
So, I mean, she's being nice.
She's being very nice. But you also, like, I bet there's a $300 version of icicle lights.
I bet you also there's,
you know what I mean?
Like, $1,500, $2,000 bags and shit like that.
Yeah. No, I'm not arguing that. I'm saying the things that she's got so far that were
right.
Like the.
Shannon's being kind by picking things that are under $1 billion.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I'm saying, but when she has on her list a $13 light up bottles.
Right, there's something else. Thing. That's a,
there's like there's a $1,300 higher end version of that that should be on your list because these guys, I think we could all say, not you can't say because they're great, are fat little dick dummies.
Yeah,
actually, they would love me to say that, that they're little fat dick dummies.
Do you want to send me as an enforcer to kick them in the balls if they fuck up?
All right, Shannon, pick one
hey,
more.
Hey, I got a message from Onyx.
How many, what are we on, eight or nine now?
We're on eight, and I just want to remind you guys that there was a limit, but there are very high-end items.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, of course. I'm just saying, I think the things that are low priced, there's a high priced version of it. You should just put on if you want
that
thing.
But I feel like maybe she's aiming for like people that don't have a lot of money.
We're in this digital age where I don't even need the Amazon wish list.
Right. What's the...
I just go shopping.
Get me this. Yeah, of course. I
just go into the stores and then I make friends with the sales guys because they're like, you know, they're hoping for a sale.
Right, of course.
And then like, give me this,
who's paying for this bag? Little Dick Timmy? He's a real pig slut.
Can I speak to your manager? This guy whacking off here. He's my bitch.
Yeah, he's gonna be
Frank,
fine.
Give him your credit card number.
No, so they made it really 4571. Great.
9382.
Code 0909.
Don't even need to do that. Now technology. You send them a link.
Oh, they just buy.
They put their card information in it. You know, the sales lady see it. Bam, they're happy. I walk out with the bag.
Love it,
guys. Not even
love
around.
It. All right, Shannon. Last one.
Are we going to see vagina tonight or not? This is the... It really came down to the wire.
Yeah, down to the wire.
This is like the Sixers for Celtics.
This is also cheap, Shannon.
She's Asian. The answer is absolutely yes. She thinks that is so high end.
Wait,
she likes to do a routine where she gets inside of it.
I travel a lot.
So just so I know, one of us has to get it right, right? That's it.
Yeah. No. The
majority.
The majority has to be right.
Fuck, dude.
I don't know about this one. Can you zoom in on that picture? What is it?
I can go to the other pictures.
It's got 4.6 ratings of 18,000 ratings.
But what is the organizers? I can't make it. I can't understand.
They're organized. They're not the luggage.
I know, but what is the image? Is it little polar?
It's like a makeup.
Look, this explains.
It's all different little things. It's a little packet for shoes.
No. I'm saying, what is the design? Is that a creature or is just
it's a
design?
Leopard.
It's leopard. Oh, it's leopard. Okay.
Is your fucking vision going, you weirdo?
Yeah, it is. I'm fucking 53 years old. Why don't you?
Dude, let's go be glasses guys now.
I'm close.
I'll go and lie if it'll get me some glasses and we'll just sit
I'm close to I probably need it within a year.
Are you going to rock them? I'm going
to
rock
them. I'm going to have to. I don't want to
get LASIK.
Everybody in my family wears glasses except for me.
And I have to wear glasses. When I have to wear glasses, I'm just going to wear them.
I didn't. I thought I'd let myself go bald, but I started with the hair pills.
I'm getting worried
about
it.
You should talk to Justin.
You have a heavy.
You should talk to Justin.
Yeah, Justin will just take care of
it. You look like you have a nice set of hair.
I've been doing it. BRP.
My hair's fine.
Yeah, but Josh, I'm 10 years older.
We should
than
do a
you.
Himbo's conversation one time about a conversation. When do we? There's some point. I'm 45. You're 44.
43.
I'm never gonna be a khaki pants or whatever guy. But there's some change that's gonna happen at some point, right?
No, dude. Because
I'm not talking about for you, but I'm saying for me.
For you?
I'm something.
Jay, you're too.
Could I be 60 and be like in a fucking
Tommy Lee?
Yeah,
but Tommy Lee looks like a douchebag. Come on now.
I think he looks like Tommy Lee ultimately.
No, it's too much. Like when Tommy Lee does the booby cam, you're like, dude, you're fucking 60.
I keep thinking like my earrings. Is it
yeah,
time?
I mean, I'm.
But I'm like, is it time? But I'm also like, I like them.
Onyx, you can shit on me. Yeah. All right, I'm 53 and I'm wearing earrings.
I think you guys should keep them.
You said I could shit on you?
Meaning like, do you think it's funny? Do you think it's silly for a 53-year-old man?
No, why?
But I'm saying there's got to be something where it changes a little bit. You're not going to wear the outfit you
know
wear
what I
today
don't do
when
anymore.
You're 75.
I don't wear. I used
I'm trying to
wear
to level up. I'm trying to go to Chanel.
I don't wear. Right. I don't wear the rings anymore.
It's pronounced
I dialed that
channel.
Back because it felt silly.
I go. I'll do wallet chain on shows.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I do wallet chain on like a.
But it's going to throw your hip off, and then you'll
oh
be all
my
in pain.
God.
Oh, wait, we got to finish this.
Knuckle gloves sometimes.
We got to finish this. I am saying I'm going to.
You were wearing the knuckle gloves to cover the liver spots.
I feel it feels Jay. I feel it feels Asian-y, so I'm in on the yes.
Okay.
Josh?
You might as well let yourself be right. If not, we're already majorities.
Well, yes. By the way, before...
It's racist.
Before you give the answer, who's right, wrong, what's the tally?
Ralph, you're ahead by one.
Okay, so if I am wrong...
We have one more after this.
Oh, no. We got it. We'll end on this one.
We have one more.
Okay, we have one more.
Well, why don't we find out if we win first?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Is it on or is it not?
Wait, what is Josh's answer?
I
it's pink. It's got leopard.
It feels very Asian-y
to me. I know, but cheetah and leopard print are like a big thing. Like
chicks love cheetah in general.
Some women do. Some women think it's hack.
But even if it's hack, even a woman who thinks it's hack. These are packed. These are inside organized.
They're inserts.
These aren't out there,
inserts.
So they're fun. I would also get something fun that's not everyone seeing.
Also,
constantly.
And also, it might be 2014 Onyx. That thought, look how adorable this
could
is.
Be.
It could be 2014.
Yeah. Shit, I don't even remember.
And also, by the way, you
back
can't
when she was trying
Onyx's
to mail
answers.
Herself.
You can't. I have no fucking idea what I was thinking back.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say yes.
Shanoons?
Do you know Onyx?
Honestly, I don't.
The answer is no.
Ah!
I stumped you all.
All right, so we're going to pick something comparable for your... And now the last one to end this game.
We better see some puss.
If you guys don't see pussy, you guys are pussies.
We're going to see it one way or the other.
Fucking give us a sign.
That was $110. $110?
Damn you. Couldn't you have picked more... current shit that she's into, like red hair dye.
Is that the thing that the golden child saw the snake lady on?
All right, let me ask you a question. Yeah. We're not supposed to ask these questions, but don't you have like a studio in your house
or
something?
Don't answer that.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
All right, well, I'm going to say this to Jay and to Josh, because I do research. You have some sort of studio in your house, and you do not just like your OnlyFans stuff.
You mean a studio separate from my house?
In your house somewhere, you do your podcasting, you do your studio.
Yeah, no, it's not in my house, but
it's somewhere
studio,
near
yeah.
you that you're doing this. So I feel this has got your OnlyFan fucking cuck idiots all over it.
Can I say something, Ralph? Can I add to your thought that might just change you completely, though?
Okay.
Because Shannon's supposed to try to, like, trick us almost.
Right, that's and it's also purple. Shannon loves purple.
Okay. Pink, what are you seeing?
Pink, sorry. Pink.
You can call that purple.
It's almost
sure.
purplishy pink.
But here's what I'm thinking. Onyx may have on her wish list a different like backdrop thing.
Right.
And so it gave her the idea to look for a backdrop that's not
You know
hers.
What's throwing me off now that I'm looking
that,
closer?
Because here's the thing, that's a
that
wedding, birthday,
flower
Christmas.
Thing on the left.
Yeah, it's like it's a little, it's not really porny.
Yeah, that flower thing, I just realized, I bet you this. She has something very similar to this.
But not this.
But not this.
I'm going with no.
But what if I'm like, you know.
Well, then we're not
going to
see your pussy tonight,
Onyx.
Your
pussy tonight.
Well, then, Onyx, I guess you get to keep your pussy a mystery to all of us. And I had bets on Bush.
All right, I'm saying no. I'm saying there's something on her list that looks almost exactly like this,
I'm going
but not
with no.
this.
Shannon, let me down, and I will hit you in the stomach where I won't.
Josh,
I just to because if that's the majority already. I'm just gonna go yes, just so I can get the point.
Sure.
If not,
all right.
Go ahead.
Do you know Onyx?
I do. It's a yes.
Oh!
Technically, I gotta take it off the list because
wait a second,
I have it at the convention.
Is there?
Right
can we
now?
Do one more thing? There's gotta be a showdown, which could still get vagina out. Between because Ralph now and Josh are tied, right? I'm out.
I don't know if Shannon has
do
any more.
You gotta
count?
Give me 1 second.
Give her a second.
Do right. earrings count?
By the way, also, am I right that you're friends with Paulie Shore's brother?
Isn't
yes,
anybody?
Yes, I
Peter
am.
Shore?
Scott Shore. I actually just saw Paulie at my club.
Look at that.
Nice.
Sorry, Paulie.
That's just kind of an odd thing that I've heard from last year.
He's like,
I love
hey,
Scott.
Onyx, buddy. You here's $500. I'm your bitch,
buddy. No,
I want to watch you buy yourself a bra, buddy.
No, he doesn't give me money.
I'm going to give you $2,000.
Go get yourself a sampler.
Remember when he did
get
the
yourself
show.
A sampler on the weasel.
Were you here when he? Were you here when he did the show?
He did Bonfire not long ago.
When he was here, for some reason, I don't think you were.
I like Paul. He was very nice.
He just liked slapping me.
That's
was
weird.
Very weird.
Loved
that
it.
Is weird.
And Shannon, is there any way to pull that up?
Strange.
There's no way to pull that up, right? It's like a.
Well, she's actually currently trying
like,
to
right,
make
forget
a
it. But there's a montage of him just like trying to like manhandle me. It was very weird.
That's interesting.
It was a little. I felt almost like he was struggling with some feelings. That's what I felt.
Should we do an entire episode of the show one time, both wearing butt plugs?
I'll do it. I'm in.
Yes.
I think that would be really
funny.
Funny.
Yes.
Can we do that on
just sitting like this, being uncomfortable?
That should be part of your game.
I'll do it.
Every time we move, you're like, oh, still in there.
I'm in it. That's a good one. I'm on board.
If we have to get everyone on the show has to be wearing a butt plug. Shannon, you obviously don't.
Yeah.
Shannon, you should wear a butt plug.
No.
In your own pants?
I would make you guys wear a furry tail butt plug.
All right.
Oh, well, we have one here.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I like
the dogs
of
Gas
Digital. Directly Onyx pointed at me when she said that.
Whoever's on camera on show should have to wear a butt plug. Whether
you
have girl, female guests or whatever.
I was hilarious. Everyone wearing butt plugs.
That's fine. I'm on board. We got to do that. Oh, and we'll ask you off air. We already planned for next week. The week after, I'm away, but you're doing a show solo.
Yeah. You want to get my phone number? Josh already gave my address.
Yeah, Josh already gave your address. All right, Shannon, you have the last one?
I do.
And it's between, right now, am I right? It's between me and Josh for the victory.
Yeah.
Dildo drill. Okay. Now,
what the fuck is that?
It's a dildo drill, Ralph. Come on, dude. Get with the times.
Love machine device.
Also known as a drill-do.
It looks like a Mac 10. It is, it's also called a drill-do.
Jesus Christ.
Very good. Made Josh, by Autobahn.
I'm going to say flat out. I think Shannon just looked up sex toy.
I think it's a no. I think no.
Filipino.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Want dicks in her butt.
By now.
Shannon, play some single guitar, sad guitar Asian-y
music. These don't
music.
Seem like... by the way, attachments for use for anything but this machine. It's a very... Yeah,
I don't think... It's too...
It's a space taker upper.
It's a fuck unitasker.
Space taker upper.
It's a unitasker.
How much space?
As Ralph would tell you, it's a unitasker. And if you don't know what that means, he'll explain
I'll
it to
explain
you.
I'll explain it later.
Please. If you don't get what that word means, because I certainly
unitasker.
Do. Just so you know, Onyx, I totally know what it means.
It has
if you
no
want
other
anyone
use than
to
just
you,
a
Ralph.
Hardcore drilling machine.
There's no other use than a drilling machine. He said. I was going to say it first. No.
It just also, by the way, it seems violent. You don't seem like a violent person.
It seems like a real piece of shit would buy this.
Yeah.
Real lowlife.
So I am a no.
It
Josh,
seems like if you're a person who would buy this, dude, it is just call your family.
Josh, if you're a no, also, we're just going to end in on an even Steven, though. So
I guess I'm yes. But if one of us gets it right. You got to show your puss.
Okay, so Ralph and Jay are no.
No, but it's what we...
What's the majority? I said it's not.
I say it's not.
Okay, okay, got it. Do you know Onyx?
I know.
What's the answer?
Of course it's on there.
Oh.
Josh wins.
I win, but we all lose.
We all lose.
We never saw our pussy.
So maybe you guys could buy me that.
Well, no, you're buying that. You're right.
And
we are
then,
buying
that.
We
have to buy for you. I could... Yeah. Do like a reel or something and tag
reel
you guys.
Reel is for fucking
Vindom
idiots.
I gotta live it.
Yeah. Shannon, hit the first, please.
The first time ever I saw Concert Detroit.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We vest every guest this since the dawn of time. Their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. We just mean the first concert you went to because you wanted to go and not some local band we never heard of. And it doesn't have to be rock. It's just whatever you said, I want to go see this show.
But if it's not rock,
I will tell you. Yeah. EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival. I'm actually going next week or on 2 weeks.
Used to be in New York, right?
No, L.A.
Oh, what's the one that
they used to do? They used to do that.
They used to do on Governor's Island, right?
Yeah, Electric Daisy Carnival. Yeah.
So it was a festival show the first time.
I went with a Hooter girl. Actually, my boyfriend at the time.
Was
he was
girl?
Like, oh. Well, he was like,
so progressive.
I picked him up from a rave, and then he was like, I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to go. And he's like, if you go, I'll break up with you. And I was like, fuck. So I went to work. I was with a Hooter girl. And then I go into the break room, and the girls are like, hey. She's like, look at our pictures. She's like, we could go to this festival and be total sluts. And I was like, great. I was like, tell me where I get my ticket. And yeah, we went.
My daughter.
And how old are you?
I was 19.
Oh, yeah. First concert, 19. That's a little late. Yeah. Okay, now, first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug?
Weed was my first
and so the
drug.
One after-
but ecstasy.
Actually, at that carnival, no.
Well, I did it with the Hooter girls before because you want to prep yourself. You want to know what you're jumping into.
Understood.
Fair enough. And then lastly, the first time you had sex?
14.
No.
Yes.
Oh, sweet Lord. I'm sorry, just because we have to ask this. Consensual?
Consensual.
Something?
Football player. I was a cheerleader.
In the Philippines?
No.
Temple of Doom?
California. Yeah.
California, Philippines?
And was it a guy you were dating for a while?
I was dating him.
How much older was he?
He was just 2 years old.
Were you both virgins?
He was 2 years old.
He wasn't a virgin. Okay. I was.
All right. Did you love it day one, or it was not fun?
It was interesting. Okay. It wasn't sexy in the beginning.
Why do you have big balls and a small dick?
No, you break your hymen and you're kind of like, ah. But yeah. you do what's it more often.
Did he have more of like a beer can cock?
No. I mean, he had a pretty good size.
So not like small with big balls.
And we used to like, no, I don't know what his ball size is.
It's big and square. I swear. All right,
it's Onyx Muse XO on Instagram.
Yes.
You already mentioned your podcast, but say it again.
Green Room Radio.
Anything else you want
to
plug?
Yeah. Shout out to Champs Trade Show. That's where what I'm doing this weekend. We're in Atlantic City, but we do a great show in Vegas. And I'm trying to bridge the gap between the adult industry and the porn industry. Get them all in there.
Explain the difference, please.
So this Champs Trade Show, it's like everything cannabis and
oh, you said adult industry.
No, you're saying
the weed industry and adult industry.
You said adult industry and porn industry.
I'm sorry. I think they're already together.
I know. I'm so excited about all this.
Trying to get porn away from the children and more with adults.
So I was doing these trade shows and I was kind of pretending to be like a little saleswoman. And then they were like, hey, we want to add the adult industry if you would want to get a booth. And I was like, fuck, I want to get a booth. So
and it's this weekend. It's
booth is on my wish list.
Yeah. So tomorrow's the last day. But we have Chicago next month. And then in July, we have the big one.
Have a website if anyone wants to go check
it
out.
Go back to Vegas so you don't have to have that stupid, ugly ass duvet that Shannon loves.
I mean, we might want. I might want to add it to my wish list.
Josh,
you don't want that piece of shit.
Can I get it in black, though?
At Josh Adam Myers on all social media, joshadammyers.com for tickets. I'll be in Jacksonville. I'll be in Asheville, North Carolina, and Wilmington, North Carolina, and Toronto in July. And see me all summer, July 28th through October 15th, on the Jelly Roll Tour.
That's
44
cool.
different Jelly arenas. Roll. And making one stop to close out Skankfest.
And by the way, hey, thanks for having me on your podcast.
No, it's funny that you said that.
It's coming up next week.
Because the guy from, who was the guy from Sex Pistols?
Oh, yeah.
His people reached out to us. But did they work with you as well?
No.
Somebody was like, my booker was like, we're going to get Ralph on.
Okay, so you're going to get on. All right, I'll allow it.
I swear to God,
you come to my house. It would be great.
Well, we have each other's number. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Jay, your plugs.
If you're listening live, everybody, this weekend, leaving tomorrow, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Comedy Zone. Justin Silver going to be there with me. After that, the summer's getting turned up, y'all. I'm doing, of course, two arena shows. Me, Shane Gillis, Tim Dillon, and Nick Mullen are doing Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I have to ask you a question. Pennsylvania date.
Yeah.
What is the date of that date? Do you know off the top of your head? Because the one you're doing with Bert, which is June something.
Right. That's Forest Hill as you're
talking. I can't go to the one that's in June because that's when that...
Hershey is the 20th. Next weekend. That's May.
Ah, fuck.
19th is Charleston. May is... or the 20th is Hershey Center. It's insane how big these places are that we're doing it here. Then I'll be in Wise Guys Las Vegas Comedy Club. Wise Guys, I'll be there June 1st, 2nd,
oh, yeah.
and 3rd.
Pauly Shore.
No, Pauly Shore's not on my shows.
I mean...
I'm headlining these bitches.
Sorry, excuse me.
The 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of June, I'll be at Wise Guys. You better come out and hang out, Onyx.
I'm coming.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Have the joint and bitches ready.
Yeah.
Have the joint and bitches ready. For Christine. Christine's all about pussy.
Christine's all about vagina.
Yeah.
True story.
Great.
And then, of course, I start the Bert Kreischer tour, the Fully Loaded tour. We're going to be going out all summer long, and then I have the three theater shows with Legion of Skanks we're doing up the East Coast. It's going to be a bunch of great shit going on. BigJComedy.com, Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and Robert Kelly, and of course, Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network, and my new special, Dog Belly.
Dog Belly, which broke
YouTube.
A million in like 4 days, which is great.
We're like 1.6 something, almost 1.
I was supposed 7. To go to your show with Bert Kreischer out in Philly with my, or not Philly, somewhere in Pennsylvania, wherever the fuck it is. With my old radio co-host, but that's the day that the movie that Jen is in, that's premiering Tribeca,
that you're not in,
that I got cut from, but I still got to go, you know?
You know.
I do. Yeah, we've been friends since I'm fucking 17. I have to go.
She doesn't respect you.
She doesn't. Shannon, your plug.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Guests come on, they tell the stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
I do not indicate.
Wow.
Do not indicate. Until
What's
all
with
of
the
us.
Fucking points all night.
Until
yeah.
all of us have chimed
Everything's
in.
Aggressive. Be nice.
Does Onyx
She's
believe...
naked. She's sitting here lovely.
I'm pointing at her boobs. Does Onyx believe.
You're like, shut your
shut
up.
Your fucking pie hole.
Turned into Chris Pratt in Jurassic Park.
Don't say anything. Does Onyx believe in ghosts? Shannon, yes or no?
Yes.
Jay?
I think she's Filipino. I think she has seen ghosts.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 100% yes.
Of course.
There we go. Of course it is. Course,
and then Nicole said she got fucked by a ghost.
Yeah,
I went in.
Yeah, it was the ring. It was Hef.
That's my cousin. Okay,
she's been grudged.
I follow me everywhere at I am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, the Health and Wellness, the Good Sugar Podcast, comes out every Monday. You haven't come down yet.
I want to come try the food.
Come try the food. 3rd Avenue, 69th Street. Shannon hasn't come yet either.
You know, next Thursday, dude, I'm getting my new grill in. I'm getting
no, you're not
teeth.
Oh,
you're
wow.
getting. Oh, you're not getting
veneers?
Grill. You're getting veneers.
Yeah.
That's
on
sexy.
Top six in the bottom.
Do you get?
Wow.
Do you get? Do you get like pricey. They do it all? They get temporaries first, or they
temporaries, and then you go back.
You got to come before that happens. You probably can't eat easily for a little bit after that, right? I don't know how that works.
Fine. I have to go do those arena shows. Are the next day.
I hope you get like these overly sized like Matt Dillon teeth,
real estate teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, there's these guys. It's Kimowitz's family, so they're great.
Are we playing an Onyx song or a Muse song to end the show?
Get that mashup you found. I'd say Onyx.
Onyx Slam. We might as well.
No, not Slam, dude.
What's the other one?
N-Word Bridges.
Nah, we'll do
It's the best. It's their best song.
I love Slam.
How about...
Yeah, Slam.
No, you know
classic.
What, dude? Last
don't,
days.
Don't disrespect the
Wait,
guest.
What did you say? Slam?
Classic.
Don't disrespect
it's
the
It's a Sprite
guest.
Commercial song.
Slam.
Jay, just Onyx Slam.
Pretty on the nose.
Shannon, who's on the show this Saturday?
How about Throw Your Guns? Throw Your Guns.
Throw Your Guns. We'll do Throw Your Guns.
I love you know these songs.
Sorry, Shannon.
Onyx,
I knew one
Onyx
song.
Ripped.
Throw Your Guns is a good
back
song.
Back the fuck up.
Wait, who's is Glenn Matlock from Sex Pistols on this Saturday?
Yes.
All right, Sex Pistols, Glenn Matlock on this Saturday. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of it. We'll see everyone next time.
Thank
Onyx,
you
everyone.
So much.
A round of applause. We'll see you all next time on the SDR Show.
So, 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 so. Show.